Well, you look like you're in pretty good shape.
If I could get something done to my eyes, and do pretty good, but I'm about to go blind.
Oh, have you got glaucoma?
I don't know. I've just the little eye doctors around here don't know too much about it.
Yeah, next. Then you going to Atlanta too?
No, going to
Athens.
Yes, I think it's at Athens.
Now, I bet it's that medical college over.
Well, the doctor down here is arranging it for me, and our mind's just getting scattered. We don't.
No.
A few years ago now, I could talk that straight along with you, but I get tangled up.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I already heard how sharp you were. I already got the word on you that you were sharp. But, back to this house. I want about this house here at Tails Creek. There's one more things I want to ask you about. Did they have on the outside something with the smoke to go up through?
We had a brick flue. That the smoke went out.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that built onto the smokehouse? That flue? Same place as where that smokehouse room was?
No, it wasn't in that room.
Oh. Well, now, you just had that, you called it a brick flue.
Yeah.
Now, did you have anything, for a fireplace, did you have?
We had a fireplace, a rock chimney.
And you did have one of those made out of rock for the fireplace too.
Yeah. And all the lights and where we had was a little kerosene lamp. It held about a pint of oil, fuel oil, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And one little street wick.
Oh, and that was
a big light. No globe about it. That was the light now.
Oh.
That set in the middle of the table when we was eating before dark and after dark and before daylight. And that's all the light we had except in the chimney.
Mm-hmm. And then you mean from the fireplace.
Yeah.
Well, now, talking about chimney, would you call it a chimney like if you saw one on on a mill or a plant, you know how they'll have one going up on that? Do you still call that a chimney, or would you call that something else?
No, they don't call it a chimney anymore.
I was wondering if back in the, if they used to have another name for it. Well, now, what about, talking about fireplaces, what would you call that part, that the open place kind of on the floor that came out from the fireplace?
Well, that was our living room.
Mm-hmm.
We'd call it living room
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
but then we called it the big house.
Mm-hmm. The big house.
And the other apartments all around it.
Mm-hmm. And were there, when you build a fire there in the fireplace,
yeah.
Well, you have a place right in the front of it that would always have to keep clear. What would you call that in?
That is a hearth.
Oh, yeah.
Build out of flat, smooth rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the rock, and that's to keep it from...
keep it from keeping the house far.
Yeah. Well, there was, some would have in the fireplace, I've seen, like two metal things to lay the log across. What were those called?
That was the
fire dogs. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, up on the top, there'd be a piece up above the fireplace that you'd set things on.
And we call that the fireboards.
Oh, yeah.
Now they'd call it a mantle if they had one.
Yeah. Well, did you have a... In the old time, like your fireplace, did they have bigger openings in that than the kind they have now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you could go out and get a great big piece of wood on it that you burn for several days. What would that be called?
We call that the back stick.
Oh, yeah. Because mm-hmm. you have to have it big.
Had to have it to let heat out.
Yeah, that's what you...
And to keep the fire going.
Yeah. Well, now when you wanted to start the